Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is time. The time has officially come. Eva, I'll come to you first. And the reason I'm going to come to you first is because we discussed, obviously, in the match build-up show, you were kind of advocating for Darwin to start, I think I'm right in saying. You were saying, like, why is he not involved from the outset and stuff like that, which is absolutely fair enough. But I suppose touch on what we've just seen from him. Certainly the first goal to begin with, obviously. But does that justify, does it vindicate the decision not to start him, or does that make you think he should be starting?
I'm a little bit torn because, and again, I want to talk to them as a two until we like I fully go in on Darwin. But Jota, for me, when he came in as a sub, is why I think he should be the sub option, because for me at that point, his hold-up play was the best I've seen him do so far this season. He was able to really bring in a couple of other players in and around him. Even when we've got less men on the pitch, it stuck with him for a change, and he seemed to be the more suitable outball, whereas up until that point Gakpo wasn't really the suitable outball. Then when you then factor in what Darwin's actually able to do in terms of the finishes, I genuinely thought our best chance before Darwin's on the pitch, because it didn't look like he was going to get the chance to really do anything or enough time to really impact the game, I thought it was going to be set pieces, either a free kick or there was going to be something that was going to go for us, a corner, and it didn't come. I was very surprised to see that we scored two goals from open play. Darwin now, for me, he is just chaos, but I don't know whether I feel as though saving him did him any favours, or that was just him pissed off. And as a result, the opportunities that we, not gifted him, but the opportunities that presented themselves to Darwin today enabled him to just do what he naturally is gifted at.
Yeah.
And that is, don't have to overthink it. I don't have to overcook it. Exactly. I only have to deal with beating one man, which I can do. I'm a forward. I don't have to do nothing too fancy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The angle's pretty orthodox in terms of I'm running in very direct to goal on an angle that kind of makes, opens up one side of the goal completely for me if I can find the target. And both finishes are almost identical to each other because he doesn't have to overcomplicate it. He doesn't have to think about it. He doesn't break his stride in order to get his shot off. Mm-hmm. And that removes 90% of the thinking. It's not necessarily doing it on vibes, but he's doing it on muscle memory at that point. And when you're that good of a finisher, your muscle memory will see you over the line more times than not. Nick Pope is a fucking good goalkeeper, but Darwin Núñez is a fucking class striker when it comes to being in the box, do you know what I mean? And absolutely just finishing it. So for me, it was out of anger and probably a little bit of spite to be like, you know what, I've been left out three games on the bounce. Maybe, just maybe, he thinks in his mind, we're probably not having to fight as hard to claw games back if I'm starting, because I'm going to be the guy that gets us a comfortable lead, which means that we can play and defend and approach games differently. But here we are, and I have to save the day, and fuck it, I'll do it anyway. And to me, that is, you said it the other day about certain players not wanting to accept that, like, oh, fucking Liverpool are going to lose or whatever, and today it was Darwin to do that, and it was a breath of fresh air for us, really.
And you know me, mate. I love lads to do that. I love lads to take offence at the fact that Liverpool might drop points or might lose a game of footy, whatever.
That was exactly the thing.
And Darwin Núñez is the man who's come on to do it today. And, you know, a fair play to him. Whatever his rationale is behind it, whether he is angry because he's not starting games, he fucking should be. He should be angry that he's not starting games, because we've signed him, for somebody mentioned the fee earlier, 80 plus million, whatever it is, with add-ons. He's come in to start games of football for Liverpool. Like, whether we like it or not, that's what he is. And that's what he wants to be doing. So more power to him.
But what a luxury as well. In the sense that when it's not going your way, you've got a host of attacking forwards that offer you different threats that are all unpredictable in their own nature that can pop up at any minute. So you're having to play, you said before, how many games have we scored 90 odd goals?
I think it was like, apparently 42nd, 90th minute winner, which is like an odd record.
So when you've got lads in your team that will pop up right up until the 90th, you can't rest on your laurels. You can't take your foot off the gas. And I think that's what Newcastle fell victim of in that sense. They allowed us to go in and steal a march on them because we've got forwards that are hungry to make an impact one way or another.
Yeah, and 40 of them are now against Newcastle as well, which is boss. Nick, I'll come to you on the second goal, mate. Evel's right on the first one. High quality finish, gives Nick Pope no chance. It's too low, it's too hard. It's passed him before he's even down. And it's funny because moments before it, Darwin Nunez nearly got in behind early and he got his touch slightly wrong. He kind of meant he had to stop and check his run. It went behind him. No mistake this time around with the first one. And the second one, I mean, talk about the pass from Salah as well, but the second one in the moment might be even bigger, might be even better, because I've said for a long time when you got those clutch moments you want it to be Jota. Not this time you don't.
I was saying like the first one, I think the first one's harder because he's the angle he's at, from the way like he's not been getting a chance and whatever, like we've been saying, like he's having to bide his time, whatever. I feel like that one's like he's came on probably a bit angry and whatever. If he snatched at it, I'd be like, I don't know, I wouldn't accept it, but I'd be like, that's because he's not fresh in them areas. But because he slotted that one and it was a much difficult chance, he goes in for the second one. I think it's a slightly, I guess, kinder angle for him.
Not by much though. It's not by much.
But 5 yards. I feel like the first one helps him though, because he's then got right. I've beat him from this angle, at a slightly more difficult angle, and it's posting in.
Do you think he's thinking that at the time, Darwin?
No, is he? Fuck. He's just thinking, get me kecks off. He's just going for it. But yeah, I mean, it's for Nunes to do that. Like, it couldn't have happened to a better player. Like, I know, like, yeah, all he's saying, like, is the amount of options we've got is unbelievable. Like when people like see the lineup and he's not starting and whatever, and it's like, oh, is he off to, I mean, seen fucking links to Chelsea and random shit. Like, just like, no, we have these options for a reason, because this is what we need going into these games, going to St. James's. We need these options coming off the bench, where you've got Jota, you've got Nunes, you can even Doak didn't come off the bench. I thought like 70 minutes before we got the goal, I thought this is Doak and Nunes time. Mm-hmm. Like last 20, just go at them.
What Payjack was saying before as well about the deep dive and what's the Darwin plan, the master plan really, to get the best out of him. And I don't think that he can stay on the bench for, you know, and be a bench warmer and come into games. I don't think that's going to be his natural role, but I think maybe games like this and then throwing him into the Europa League and getting him that confidence where he just becomes a bit of a bagsman in the Europa League, and he's got mad numbers in that competition to the point where you're like, your confidence has never been as high as it is right now. Now we've got you where we want you to be. You're firing on all cylinders. You can come in and lead the line week in, week out. I think we need to get him to that point in terms of not only his confidence, but in himself, he's finishing all different types of chances, because that was one thing I praised Newcastle for, the fact that they had Isaac, you know, the type of player that has got all different finishes in his locker. But defensively today, it didn't matter whether, I know apart from Van Dijk and he has that moment, but defensively it didn't matter whether it was Matip, Quanta, Gomez in the end, all of those lads dealt with the threats that Newcastle, apart from Almiron, he was, him and Gordon were their biggest outlets today.
Gordon especially
in that first half. But we, in defensively as a unit, we ended up dealing with them. But there's not an answer for every Liverpool player, I don't think. I don't think any team has got an answer to say, all right, you can stop three of them, but when you've got the option to bring all five on, one of them's going to get you.
I feel like the problem as well we have is, I think Nunes is very much a confidence player. Yeah. So like if he's on the bench, his confidence is getting crippled. And then you've got Klopp's then having to like build it back up again. And then you're only getting him confidence by putting him on the field. And it's like, the games like this are perfect, because like now, unless you go into the Villa game and he starts, then he's like dropped down back to earth again. But I feel like that gives him even like a bit of a boost. Like you can come off the bench and you can make an impact as starting games.
He hasn't done that loads. That has been Jota's role, really. He has been coming off the bench and getting goals. So he knows that. He knows he can start games. He knows he can be on the bench and still have a say. Whereas that is, for me, I'm probably getting it wrong, but I don't remember Nunes doing that all that often for Liverpool so far. So that for me is a massive statement, and as you say, a massive confidence boost for him. Jimmy, I mean, you're the only man with a man bun in here, so you've got to speak about Darwin Nunes to finish, mate. So,
well, true. I would like to say that I think we have to give credit to Klopp for what he's done with Darwin here, because it's not like, as somebody who I've experienced what Darwin went through today many times playing football, so I understand exactly where Klopp's coming from. If you start him, there's the whole confidence issue. And it's like, yeah, start him, get him in the team. But at the same time, it's like, if you don't start him, you have a secret weapon to unleash and you can unleash it or not, depending on how the match goes. So more power to Klopp if he doesn't start him there from a management perspective. I think the real question for me is, do you, because of the, how the team performed and then also how Darwin performed today separately, do we start him next weekend or does he sit the bench again and does Klopp cook him to that 67th minute? And I think the answer to that is only can only be answered by those who are in training. So he's going to have to be assessed by inside on a day-by-day basis, but yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.